Psalm 23. I do need an awful lot of prayer. I pleaded with God that He help me today. I'm absolutely livid and disgusted with God's people, God's preachers, and I can't get distracted. So just pray for me today. I've never been more upset with people of God who, in the name of help, I need to stop. Just pray for me today. Psalm 23. We've been looking at the presence of the Lord in the valley of the shadow of death. We see some of the effects of that presence. We see it gives courage. It says, I will fear no evil. The reason, thou art with me. So it gives courage. That, again, this is the awareness of God's gracious presence, not just the general omnipresence of God. And we started last week looking at the next effect, which is comfort. Thy rod and thy staff, they, that is, thy rod and thy staff. Not just the rod and the staff, but thy rod and thy staff. That is, the rod in God's hand and the staff in God's hand comforteth me. So there's comfort. We've been looking at the subject of God's comfort for the last few weeks. We see now the means of that comfort. And the means, of course, is thy rod and thy staff. We've all seen pictures of a shepherd, and it's usually there's a stick with a crook, and that's the picture that most people get in their minds. And that's an accurate picture depending where you are, depending on where the shepherd is. That is not an accurate picture of Psalm 23. Rod and staff speak of two different tools. And we said last week that the rod basically is a club. It's weighted at one end, it serves as a weapon. And the staff was just a long, slender a stick. But this rod was 2 to 3 feet long, and again, would take on the nature of a club, a weighted club. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We began last week looking at the rod. His rod has various functions. Each one of those functions serve as a means of comfort to the sheep. We saw last week that the rod speaks of authority, speaks of rule. The shepherd carrying that rod would remind the sheep that He's in authority. I'm under His rule. It was a reminder. And we looked at many verses that show, of course, that God is the authority. And God is the rule. When we come to the realization of that, God's authority, God's rule, there's great comfort there. There's no comfort in fighting against the authority and rule of God. You want to make your life miserable? Fight against the authority and rule of God. And you will have a miserable life. But there's great comfort in the realization that God is in control. Great comfort. It's a lesson that all of God's people need to learn, a lesson that they need to be reminded of every single day. So the rod speaks of authority. It speaks of rule. It also, without saying almost, speaks of protection. The shepherd was there to protect the sheep, and he would do so many times with this rod, this club. Well, it speaks of protection. It speaks of the defense of the sheep. It would be used to drive off wild animals. It could even be thrown. Again, being 2 to 3 feet long, it could be thrown to scare off lions, wolves, bears, defend against enemies that might want to steal the sheep. So, speaking of protection and defense, the rod is a reminder of the strength of the Lord, the strength of our shepherd. We really don't need courage to fight battles. We need courage to trust God to fight battles. There's a big difference. There's a huge difference. But God, our shepherd, the rod speaks of strength. Notice in Psalm 2 in verse 9. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. He's speaking of the enemies of God. God shall break them with a rod of iron. That speaks of strength. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. But again, the instrument, the image that he uses is the rod. The rod. In Psalm 110 and verse 2, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength. There it is. The rod is associated with strength. Out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. And there it again is associated with God's rule. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 11. Verse 4. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, reprove the equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Again, the image of the rod is used. Here it speaks of the strength of his words, the rod of his mouth. So the image of the rod is associated with the strength of the Lord. And the strength of the Lord is of great comfort. But we're not just talking about the strength of God. We are the sheep. He is the shepherd. He is our strength. That is what we need to realize. It's one thing to realize the truth that God is omnipotent. It's a wonderful truth. But it is much more personal when you realize He is our strength. He is my strength. And that is the emphasis throughout Scripture. And when that sheep would look at the shepherd and he sees that shepherd, and that shepherd has that rod, and that sheep knows that shepherd has that rod, that sheep knows He's my strength. Because the sheep is defenseless. They're defenseless. They're ignorant. They're almost helpless. And the sheep is greatly comforted in knowing He's my strength. He's my strength. Notice in Psalm 28:8. Psalm 28 and verse 8. The Lord is their strength. The Lord is their strength. It's not just the Lord is strong. That's true. But the Lord is their strength. And He is the saving strength, the delivering strength of the anointed. He's the delivering strength of the anointed. The sooner we realize that, that God is our strength, the more comfort we find. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge. That is, God is our hiding place and strength. You know what we need strength for? We need the strength to flee to Him as our refuge. And that takes strength. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart faileth. Have we not all experienced that? But God, there's hope. But God is the strength of my heart. God is my strength. I don't have to muster up strength. I have to realize that He is my strength and lean upon Him for that and draw from His strength. Psalm 81 and verse 1. Sing aloud unto God our strength. God our strength. People say, well, you know there's strength in numbers. No, I didn't know that. Thanks for the information. But it's inaccurate. God is our strength. God is our strength. People think there's strength in numbers. That's why they're trying to get everybody on their side. God is our strength. We need to realize that truth. Psalm 84. Verse 5, blessed is the man whose strength is in Thee, whose heart are the ways of them, whose strength is in Thee. Again, that sheep is helpless. That sheep by itself is going to be destroyed. It's not a matter of if. It's just a matter of when. Without the shepherd, that sheep will be destroyed. The sheep can't muster up strength. There's a reason God's people are compared to sheep. We're not compared to lions. We're compared to sheep. And again, as I've said many times, I remind pastors of that all the time. Remember who and what you're dealing with. You're dealing with sheep. You're dealing with sheep. Don't expect sheep to act like a lion. It's not going to happen. You're dealing with sheep. And again, our strength is in the Lord. Psalm 89, verse 21. With whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. That's our strength. So the rod speaks of the strength of God. The rod in the shepherd's hand is a reminder to the sheep, that shepherd is my strength. That shepherd is my strength. As our shepherd has our strength, he fights the battles of the sheep. The sheep don't fight their battles. They're going to lose every time. The shepherd fights the battles of the sheep. And the sooner we realize that, the more comfort we will find. And God reminds His people of that over and over. In the book of Exodus, chapter 14, Book of Exodus, chapter 14 and verse 14. The Lord shall fight for you. You shall hold your peace. The Lord shall fight for you. That's a wonderful promise. There's comfort in that truth. Exodus 15, verse 3. The Lord is a man of war. And then to remind us of who that man of war is, the Lord is his name. The Lord is his name. Jehovah is his name. So the Lord is a man of war. Exodus 23:27. I will send my fear before thee, and I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. And I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. Takes trust. It takes faith to believe that. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 30. The Lord Jehovah your God Elohim, which goeth before you. And we see in Psalm 23, the shepherd goes before us. He shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 21. Ye shall not fear, verse 22. Ye shall not fear them, for the Lord your God shall fight for you. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Again, the rod is an emblem of God's strength. It's an emblem of He is our strength. And as our strength, just like the sheep don't have to fight battles, He will fight our battles. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of the countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. And you could go on and on throughout the scriptures. We see this truth presented. So the shepherd's rod gives confidence to the sheep. A sheep out there in the pasture all by himself, or with 100 other sheep, but no shepherd, has no confidence. There's no confidence. No confidence this is going to be a good day. Because that lion, wolf, can come in at any time. And when he does, those sheep are helpless. The confidence of the sheep is when they look up and see that shepherd. And that's true of you and I as well. So the shepherd's rod gives comfort or confidence to the sheep. Gives them the assurance that that shepherd is here to protect me. That shepherd is here to fight my battle. That was great comfort to the sheep, and it's of great comfort to God's people. Another use of the rod, it was used to number or to count. So the shepherd would take that club and he would, one, two, three, four, would count the sheep. Notice in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, book of Leviticus, chapter 27, we get a picture here in verse 32. And concerning the tithe of the herd or the flock, even whatsoever passeth under the rod. Well, the sheep would come under that rod, and that's how he would count his sheep. And the shepherd always knew how many sheep there were. Always knew. Again, you have the parable of the 99 sheep. And that doesn't mean what most people think it does. That's a different message. Whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth. All the sheep pass under the rod, the tenth shall be holy or set apart unto the Lord. So the rod was used to number, to count the sheep. Every day, the shepherd would count his sheep, maybe more than once a day. The shepherd was always aware of how many sheep he had. And what that does is it speaks of the awareness that the shepherd has of his sheep. The Lord knows his sheep. The Lord is very much aware of his sheep. Notice in John chapter 10 and verse 14. John 10, verse 14. Jesus speaking says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep. I know them. I know how many there are. I know where they are. I know my sheep. And am known, and we see also that the sheep know the shepherd. And know my sheep and am known of mine. The sheep know that's my shepherd. Sheep know that. It's a characteristic of every sheep. If a so-called sheep doesn't know his shepherd, it's because they're not a sheep. A sheep knows the shepherd, plain and simple. They don't even have to have someone explain to them, that's your shepherd. They know their shepherd. A lot of people today who profess salvation, and I've got news for you, they don't know the shepherd. And according to Jesus, they're not a sheep. It's pretty simple. The opening words of the 23rd Psalm reveal that David recognized himself as the property of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. That rod, when used for numbering, was a reminder that the sheep are the property of God. And we'll stop there. We'll look more into that next week, that we are the property of God. Every time God's people open their mouth and say, it's my body, I'll do with it, whatever you're going to say is based on a wrong premise. So you're inaccurate, you're wrong. You're not your own. You're not your own. We never were our own. We never shall be. And we shouldn't want to be. Because if we're our own, you're headed for destruction. We're not our own. So we'll look a little more into that next week. But you see, the image of the rod suggests many things. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, today for your word again. We thank you so much for this 23rd Psalm. We thank you, Lord, that it can be real in our lives. And we do pray that it would be more real to us each and every day, that we would learn to live in this Psalm. Lord, just help us. We do pray today that you would meet with us as only you can. And Lord, that you would just draw our hearts closer to thee. Make us, Lord, more like thee. And we just pray that you'd bless us today. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.